Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about coughs. Oh dear, it is that time of the year. We have started to see coughs, colds, viruses, you name it, whether it's COVID or flu, not that there's been very much of that, or just upper respiratory infections. Coughs must be one of the most common, talked about, but inconvenient human conditions that there are. And most of the time, it's not something that's life-threatening, but you would think it was, because it's something that plagues people and drives them to distraction. So in this episode, I'm going to go through the causes of coughs, what we can do about them, and why they're so irritating. So I thought of this topic because I got doorstepped, as I do in my local area, by a local business owner who I've known for years. He saw me getting into my car, stopped me and said, "Hey, look, you know, I've lost my voice. I've had this cough for ages and, oh, you know, the cough's a bit better, but I haven't got my voice back." And he couldn't get an appointment at his doctor's. And so I thought, oh gosh, you know, that's not really my problem. But I said to him, look, it sounds like you've got tracheitis, because that's something that makes you lose your voice, as well as laryngitis. I'll come on to these and what they mean. But tracheitis is inflammation of the windpipe. And it sounded from his story that that's what he had. And then, of course, the magic question came. What can I do about it? How can I feel better? And, you know, the person who can cure coughs, if there is such a thing as a cure, and of course there isn't, because there are so many different underlying reasons for coughs, would just be the most popular person on the planet, probably. And like most things in health, where we have something that isn't life-threatening, when it's gone, you forget how distressing it was. And at the end, I'll mention some simple things that I advised that chap to try. One of the things I think it's important to remember, particularly as a doctor, and I have to remind myself of this, is that the sort of respiratory tract, if you like, starts at the tip of your nose and ends in the bottom of your lungs. And it's not just the lungs, it's not just the throat, and it's not just the nose. It's all three of those things. And some sort of malfunction or some sort of process in any of those areas can lead to the symptom of a cough. So let's do it anatomically. Why not, while we're there? So tip of the nose, the kind of things that can lead to a cough would be a cold or hay fever, you know, allergies, all of those things that enter the nose, go up into the nose. And of course, the back of the nose connects directly with the throat. There's also this condition called postnasal drip, where mucus goes down the back of the throat, and that can cause a cough. And often people that have this will constantly have to clear their throat. If you also happen to be a mouth breather and not a nose breather, that can lead to a dry throat, and that can lead to some cough symptoms as well. So that's just a few things off the cuff that are quite common and, if you like, are nasal causes of coughs. Now, in the chest itself, you know, what is a cough? I mean, a cough is essentially a reflex. And whenever anything foreign enters your respiratory tract, your lungs will try and clear anything that is foreign. And it does that by making the airways narrow something called bronchoconstriction and also churning out mucus from the linings of the lungs. And, you know, in that whole process, there are so many muscles that are involved in the back of the throat as well as the ribs. But the important thing to remember is that it's a defense mechanism and that it's a reflex. And that means that with coughs, you don't have any control because it's a reflex. And this is why it's often so difficult to treat. You know, you start coughing and you just can't stop. Or another common story I hear a lot is that you go to bed at night and you've been fine all day and suddenly the cough kicks off. And that's because, of course, mucus migrates up from the lungs back towards the throat when you lie flat, collects at the back of the throat, tickles the throat and kicks off the cough again. Now, in essence, you want to work out whether your cough is reversible or irreversible. If it's something like a virus or a bacteria or a drug side effect. So, for example, there's a blood pressure tablet or a group of tablets called ACE inhibitors, and they quite often, in 10% or more of cases, will kick off a cough. And I've had a couple of patients actually over the years who've taken one or two doses and had a cough for a month. I mean, a horrific cough, and it took them a while to work out that it was the tablet. You can also get coughs that arise from the gut. If you get reflux or acid symptoms, and sometimes what's known as silent reflux or laryngopharyngeal reflux, where acid is basically affecting the back of the throat, where the larynx and the pharynx kind of meet, you know, where your windpipe and your gullet diverge, that can also lead to symptoms of a cough and is treated by dealing with the acid. And don't forget your environment. One of the things I've started asking more and more about is mold, particularly with people who have asthma, which in itself is a cause of a cough and can present with a cough that isn't going away. And with that, interestingly, you get a variation in something called your peak flow, which is a measure of the power of your lungs over a short, sharp blow. And often it will be higher or lower depending on which time of day it is. So lots of things can present with a cough. Obviously, one of the most sinister things is lung cancer. And very sadly, I've come across that story all too often. Far more common in smokers, obviously, but not impossible to get it in non-smokers. And any really persistent cough does need attention from a doctor if you've had it for more than a few weeks. So what else? We've covered some common and some rarer causes of coughs that most of us know about. There are some rarer things like interstitial lung disease or sarcoidosis or amyloidosis, and heart failure is another one. But I've had some that have made me sit back when I've heard stories about them. So one was a guy who had borrowed a friend's car and been, well, actually, no, one of his friends had been sick in the back of it. And to cover the smell, he'd sprayed a load of air freshener and it had triggered this cough that he had for weeks and weeks. Needless to say, it got better. But that's a kind of chemical irritant cough that is quite common with things like cleaning agents, for example. Another one was a chap who was working in a sort of kitchen area. He was renovating his house and bits of the ceiling were flaking off and suddenly there was a leak, and some of the leak, he swallowed some of it, is what he said in his words, and that led to a cough and a kind of chest infection. So, you know, there are so many reasons for coughs. What actually works to get them better? Well, what's funny is that the medication that we use to get some coughs better, for example, if you've ever had an exacerbation of asthma, will often give you steroids as part of the treatment. And I just want to take a moment here, because one of the things I think that is underestimated about coughs, and not all coughs, but some of them, apart from the fact that they are quite irritating because, as I said earlier on, it's a reflex, is if you're breathless with it, so if you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, that is, or asthma, it's pretty scary. Not being able to catch your breath is scary. And so although coughs seem to be, in the mildest, an irritation, they can also be quite scary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So unsurprisingly, the treatment for coughs depends on the cause. If it's an allergic type of cough, you might need antihistamines. If it's an asthmatic type of cough, you might need more asthma treatment. What about simple measures that work for coughs that are reversible? Because some of them, you know, the lung cancer or interstitial lung disease or progressive disease coughs are not going to be reversible in the long term. One of the ones that used to really wind me up years ago, which I used to hear a lot of GPs peddle out, was this thing about honey and lemon. And I remember, you know, evidence-based medicine was a huge thing in my day because I trained in the Oxford Deanery, and the Oxford Deanery is kind of the spiritual home of evidence-based medicine in some ways. And I remember thinking, where the heck is the evidence for honey and lemon? But actually, there is some evidence for honey. And honey treating upper respiratory infections can be effective. There are studies on this. And when you compare cough syrups or cough suppressants, honey actually scored higher in one of the trials. So that is quite interesting. Then there's other foodstuffs like ginger. We know that ginger has anti-inflammatory properties. And another one which used to be recommended a lot is steam, particularly for croup, or LTB, as they say in the United States, laryngotracheobronchitis. But actually, there's really not much evidence that steam helps. It can sort of make you feel better and make you feel that you're shifting mucus, but no strong evidence it works. It's not likely to be harmful, so if you feel it helps, hey, no harm. And then there's salt water, particularly if you gargle it. Quite common advice that, and the theory is that it reduces mucus by the power of osmosis. It creates a sort of salt gradient. And there are a few more things that people bandy about, you know, increasing your vitamin D. Some people talk about vitamin C. There's N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid that can help liver detoxification, but also mucus. And possibly probiotics that can boost the immune system, but a bit hit and miss, to be honest. And the other things in terms of avoiding, you know, I'm a big fan of removing something and adding something in, this dual effect. You've got to avoid the basics. So alcohol, for example, dairy products can sometimes encourage mucus, and also making sure that you avoid going out in cold air, because cold air can be dry and that sort of dries out the throat and that can make coughs worse. So all good things to think about. And at night time, if you're someone who really coughs a lot at night, you might want to prop your pillows up so that you're more upright. Make sure you're well hydrated and that your throat isn't dry. The bottom line is that there is no one cure for coughs. I know it's not what people want to hear, but it's the truth. And so many people suffer with it day in, day out, seeking help from pharmacists and, you know, doing what they can to manage their symptom. I'm just going to leave you with a final thought, and that is that environment is really important for coughs. If you think about the planet that we live in, I mentioned mold earlier on, but, you know, there are so many other environmental triggers for coughs: air pollution, smoking, bad ventilation in homes. And if you remember that environment is one of the eight spokes in the health loop that I talk about quite a lot in this series, which features in my book, The Health Fix, other things all have an impact on symptoms, and a cough is no exception. So it is a mixture of all of those things: diet, exercise, sleep, stress, genetics, historic infections, your environment, and sunlight. So have a think about those. Have a look at the show notes, because there will be things there that you might find surprising and interesting when it comes to coughs. Okay, that was that. Do let me know your thoughts. Have you had a chronic cough? Have you had anything that's worked really well? I'd love to hear from you. Leave me some comments on socials. And we're coming to that time of year, certainly in the UK, where people should start to supplement with vitamin D. Most groups need it in winter months. It kind of supports your immune system. So a plug for that. And until next time, do look after yourself. Take care. Stay well. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.